AI Morning Briefing for April 29, 2026. Good morning. Today's AI story is about expansion into the real world, more cloud distribution, more embedded assistance, and more pressure around safety and defense. The biggest infrastructure move came from Amazon and OpenAI. In Amazon's official announcement, AWS said the latest OpenAI models are coming to Amazon Bedrock, Codex is launching on Bedrock, and Bedrock-managed agents powered by OpenAI are entering limited preview. TechCrunch noted how quickly Amazon moved after OpenAI loosened its prior exclusivity with Microsoft. The message is straightforward. Frontier models are becoming less tied to one cloud, while security, governance, and enterprise integration become the real battleground. Amazon also pushed AI further into shopping. TechCrunch reports that the company launched Join the Chat, a feature that lets shoppers ask product questions and get conversational audio answers from AI-generated shopping experts. It builds on Amazon's Hear the Highlights summaries and pulls from product details, reviews, and customer feedback. That is a useful signal for every retailer. Customers are being trained to expect AI guidance, not just search filters and star ratings. Google is doing something similar in media discovery. TechCrunch says YouTube is testing an AI-powered search feature that returns guided answers with text, short clips, and full videos. Instead of only showing a list of uploads, YouTube can now structure a response around a query like planning a road trip, then handle follow-up questions. Search is becoming conversational across surfaces, and video platforms want in. AI is also moving into cars at scale. The Verge reports that General Motors plans to bring Google Gemini to roughly 4 million U.S. vehicles, covering 2022 and newer Cadillac, Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC models with Google built in. GM says the update will roll out over the air over several months. That matters because it turns conversational AI from a phone feature into part of the driving interface. On the safety side, TechCrunch highlighted Red Hat engineer Sally O'Malley's new open-source tool, TankOS, which is designed to make OpenClaw agent deployments safer by running them in rootless Podman containers. The tool is aimed at both power users and IT teams managing fleets of local agents. The bigger takeaway is that the market is already shifting from what can an agent do to how do we contain it, manage it, and keep credentials isolated. The policy and defense story is getting sharper, too. TechCrunch reports that Google has expanded the Pentagon's access to its AI for classified networks after Anthropic reportedly refused to provide the same unrestricted terms. According to the report, Anthropic objected to uses including domestic mass surveillance and autonomous weapons. Google's deal reportedly includes softer intent language, but it is unclear how binding that is. Either way, national security demand is now directly shaping AI vendor positioning. And the most vivid defense startup story this morning comes from Scout AI. TechCrunch reports that Scout has raised a $100 million Series A and is training a model called Fury to operate military assets, starting with logistics and moving toward autonomous weapons use cases. The company also says it has already secured $11 million in military development contracts. That is a reminder that the AI race is no longer just about office productivity. It is about robotics, autonomy, and battlefield systems, too. The takeaway: AI is spreading outward fast. The new opportunities are in distribution, workflow integration, security controls, and domain-specific deployment. Top three new business ideas. 1. AI agent compliance and audit firm. What it is: a service that documents agent permissions, data access, and policy compliance. Who it serves: regulated enterprises and defense contractors. Why it is timely: managed agents on AWS and safer local agent tooling both point to a coming governance market. 2. Defense autonomy simulation platform. What it is: a testing environment for autonomous systems in low connectivity, messy real-world conditions. Who it serves: defense startups and dual-use robotics teams. Why it is timely: Scout AI's funding shows rising demand, but proving reliability safely will be a bottleneck. 3. In-Car Conversational UX Consultancy. What it is: a specialist firm for designing voice-first AI interfaces in vehicles. Who it serves: automakers, suppliers, and mobility platforms. Why it is timely: GM's Gemini rollout suggests in-car AI is becoming a mainstream product layer. Top three new product and app ideas. 1. AI shopping answer layer for independent retailers. What it is: a plugin that gives online stores spoken product Q&A. Who it serves: Shopify and WooCommerce brands. Why it is timely: Amazon is setting a new expectation for guided shopping. 2. Video search copilot for knowledge teams. What it is: a tool that turns long videos into step-by-step answers with cited clips. Who it serves: enterprises, educators, and media teams. Why it is timely: YouTube's guided AI answers show where video discovery is going. 3. Secure local agent sandbox. What it is: a desktop app that runs open source agents in isolated containers with secret storage and rollback. Who it serves: developers and security conscious power users. Why it is timely: the Tank OS story shows growing demand for practical local agent safety.